At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, are we going to turn off the audio in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Or we just...
you got to turn it off. I don't ever turn it on. I don't even have the... Thank you.
Hey, guys, you're going to see... I don't know if my mic's on. I got the headphones off. You're going to see on Instagram, we posted that if there is late-breaking news, we will break it for you guys, and we try to stay up to the minute. That's why we have six different shows playing right now in the quad box, times two.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's going to be any breaking news except for Dan Orlovsky now says the Bears should draft Jaden Daniels instead of
Caleb
Williams. I mean, I don't know.
And you remember I went on that when I was cooking the other day and I said, yeah, you can just make up any player, go to any team. No salary cap matters. You started with the salary cap. And then I said, you can just say any team. Nobody damn knows. I said, Derrick Henry, he's going to the Dolphins. Because the Dolphins are loaded at running back. A-Chain, who's the other guy?
Mostert.
And then there's an article that came out and said, Derrick Henry may go to the Dolphins.
See, that's what I'm saying. But then, I literally see Dan Orlovsky say, the Bears should draft Jaden Daniels. I don't know what his reasoning is, but then the next clip was, Boomer Esiason says, if the Bears pass on Caleb Williams, the GM should be fired. It's like, okay. This is why everybody's like, why don't you talk about the draft? Talk about where players are going. Because we have no damn idea, and I don't give a damn until they get drafted.
And my buddy watched it in college. He played college football. It was comparable to Division II. It was NAIA.
Yeah.
And he watched the draft. I didn't even know what the draft was going into college. Honestly, I'd never heard of it. I guess my parents never bought cable ever. But
I don't think it was a spectacle back then,
dude,
like it is now.
He had charts in his dorm room, and we housed him so razzed him so bad. But I mean, now it's
a big deal now. I just don't know. It's just not that interesting. Like all these rumors, until someone gets traded, like if Justin Fields gets traded to, say, the Falcons, that's worthy of talking about. Rumors and speculation, oh, the Vikings may try to trade Justin Jefferson. I mean, is it really that interesting?
What was interesting was when me and went down to Broadway when they did the draft there.
Now, that was interesting.
VIP. I was seeing all the shows live. It was a day early, so they weren't even ready. I was just going, and there was chips ready for probably Rich Eyes and Dan Orlovsky, and I'm eating all their VIP food.
That's legit. That would have been a great YouTube video if we would have got on YouTube 3 years ago.
But also, I would have filmed it hot dog instead of hamburger back then.
For some reason, we decided that we don't want to do YouTube until now, and we haven't made a video in over a week. And people are like, where's the YouTube content? And you are supposed to be the YouTube director.
And I'm fine with that title. I love that I just got it pro bono the other day. But also, about the YouTube, I'm just seeing it more, okay? Other people are getting with the program. I told you years ago, Brandon O'Brien makes cash.
No.
Straight kizash.
I understand. You say that, but how much does he really make?
Thousands. But we'll never get as big as him. Dude, he has 30,000 subscribers. Every episode he puts it up, he gets 17,000 views. So instead of us just being ourselves, we should just go gamble because people are addicted to gambling because that's what he does.
So what we should do is we should make a parlay on our phone and show us making the parlay and putting it on YouTube so that way they know if it wins or loses.
I know you're being dumb, but I think what
no,
gets
I wasn't
him,
being dumb.
He gets to go on cruise ships. He goes to El Cortez, Red Rock, these casinos outside of the strip.
He's not going to Cazulo Hotel in Austin because that burned down yesterday.
Why, is there a casino?
No.
Why did that apply?
You said and I thought you were going to say Cazulo, and I was like, no, they had a fire.
Really?
Yeah, right there on South I-35. I saw it on Twitter.
I saw in the news, I can't name the exact place. You guys will be able to track me. I actually live behind there. I saw it on the fire. It's one of those where this may be the dumbest thing ever, but you see on the news a place on fire or there's a shooting, and then you drive by it, and you see it in real life in 3D, and it freaks you out. I saw a fire on TV, drove home, and saw the fire in 3D.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
It's like you see, oh, there was a shooting over here, like you said, and a couple days later you drive by.
Oh, it's not over yet. Ow!
You're like, damn, I didn't know I was in Memphis. And you drive by, and you're like, wow, that's where someone got shot.
Yeah.
Like there's a 7-Eleven, and it was a brand new one, like on the east side. And it was like, oh, there's a shooting. And then I don't know why, but the next day I pulled in to get gas. And I was like, oh, damn, this is that 7-Eleven.
It was the one?
Yeah, and I was like, this is weird. Like, this is awkward. This is strange. So it's weird. Like, I totally feel you on that.
Yeah.
Or if there's a big car wreck and you drive by it, you're like, oh, man, damn. And you think, if I was here 30 seconds earlier, that could have been me.
Bro, as a firefighter, my father-in-law, he's seen every car wreck. Put that in your head for a second.
Dude.
He's seen every possible way a person can die in a car. And he says seatbelts. Take that home with you, kids.
My roommate.
But seatbelts will survive you. Non-seatbelts will kill you.
My former roommate, sorry. He is a firefighter, and he used to tell me some gruesome, gruesome scenes. Like, there was...
Crime Pod? Dude, the top 100 podcasts in America... The biggest market stake and share, crime podcast. And that's factual.
He told me about one, a dude on a motorcycle going, they estimate probably 110.
Effing rugs.
And he crashed into the back of a pickup truck because he was going so fast, slammed right in the back of it. Over the front of the truck, found an arm over here, a leg over there. I mean,
did he live?
No, he gone.
Wow, that's why you don't get on a motorcycle. I don't think I ever have. I've never rode. You ever rode wombat behind a rode on one before?
No, I'm good. I'll
never
pass.
Grabbed another dude Ray on a moto.
I'll pass on that.
Billy used to drive a motorcycle at Texas State because you had the best parking.
I get that.
You could park right up next to every building, so he was loaded and went and bought a motorcycle. He always asked me to ride with him, but I never did because I would have had to grab him in traffic against two dudes.
It's like two dudes on a jet ski. Can't do it. Doesn't look right.
Hey, man, I saw you coming to class. Were you with another dude? No. Guy must look like me.
I could have sworn you were on the motorcycle with that tall guy. You were the little guy that couldn't see over his shoulders in the back. You were just staring straight into his shoulder blades. No, not me. Couldn't have been me.
No, spiky hair, sunglasses, bunch of Texas State guys look like
that. Yeah, that's all those guys. That's the frat daddies over there, the Sigma News. That's a sorority. But yeah, no, that wasn't me. Sorry. But on a jet ski, it'd be okay if you went guy, girl, guy.
Who has that?
I mean, some of those jet skis, you can fit three people. Sea-Doos, you can fit three people. But the dude-to-dude, I don't think it's acceptable.
Because you are close. I mean, you're definitely feeling his giblets.
You know who drives a motorcycle? My buddy. Remember the guy that loves Conor McGregor that walks all the way from Broadway to my house to watch the fight?
Chest Day.
No, Chest Day.
The soccer guy. I know
who
you're talking about.
He rides a motorcycle.
Crotch rockets aren't as popular. The last time I knew they were popular was spring break 2004.
My crotch rocket is very popular at my house.
People don't even call it crotch rockets anymore.
The little fast ones they do, I think. Like the little Yamahas or
you see them on the road?
Kawasaki.
Are you seeing them anymore?
No, I don't really see them that much anymore. But I hear the loud ones sometimes. It's like, okay.
Driving home, you know the ones I'm seeing? The Harleys.
The Harleys.
Those are the cross-country mothers.
I don't get riding a Harley in the city. I thought Harleys were supposed to be out for the open road, like out in the country where you there's no traffic and you just go. The thing I don't understand about motorcycles is when you're driving in your car, right, do you ever catch yourself just kind of looking around and not paying attention to the road for a second?
Well, that's why you got the mustard and the mayonnaise.
Do you ever do that?
No. I mean, not to side to side. I will daydream, but there's stuff that'll alert you. Brakes, traffic stopping.
No, I get that. On a motorcycle, I don't feel like you can daydream. You can't ever look around. I mean, I would get... Or have you ever been driving and you kind of... Oh, your head nods because you're kind of tired.
No.
Never.
Dude, I mean, I've gotten...
Never were you, oh my God, and you're slapping yourself to stay awake?
Dude, I don't want to
like,
sound,
how does a motorcycle do it?
I mean, I usually go energy drink before I'll nod off.
Okay.
I don't let myself get to that point.
But
not home. I mean, I can stay awake for 30 minutes.
No, I'm not
a narcoleptic.
I understand you're not a
narcolepsy, right? It's
big but thing. I'm saying just in general, on a motorcycle, you have to be dialed in 100% of the time.
Funny you mention this because there's actually a new Cheers bar because we moved to the north side of town. You'll hear that in my intro. There's a Cheers bar. It's a biker bar. You know what Cheers bar is? It's your local hangout. The bar that
everybody knows your name.
Yes.
Got it.
So there's a, but it's a biker bar. Bro, we come in on an Uber. Ain't got a care in the world. These bikers. I mean, dude, they've been sweating. They've been trekking. Their arms are sore.
They're red.
The guy comes walking in like he's on his horse. What happened, man? Did you bring in here a stallion? No, dude, I was just on my crotch rocket. Dude, they're exhausted. And I just rode an Uber, man. Why are you so tired?
The stress.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
And it's weird because I think about this all the time, and this may be very kind of off topic, but it's on topic, is how trusting we are of other people, because you are trusting everybody that you are driving past, next to.
Tell me you don't have these deep thoughts, because it's really not that deep, but it is deep, but it isn't deep.
What do you mean?
I mean, who gives a rip? We're trusting in that. You're trusting that you're going to wake up in the morning to a job. You trust everything.
No. Waking up to a job is different than trusting these random ass people on the road. Because let's be honest, there are so many dumbasses in this world.
Correct.
A lot of dumbasses. And you are trusting every single one of those dumbasses with your life.
Right, but?
Which is crazy. It is so crazy me to think about it as I'm driving and I look at a car and I'm like, this idiot next to me is responsible for my life.
Right, but if they swag surf over to you, they're not going to kill you, most likely not.
Most likely not, but it does happen.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
What's even crazier, hold on, I'm going to take you one further. The interstate, you got 4 lanes, 5, if you're going through Atlanta, 8. Those people, you're driving the same direction, most likely if you sideswipe each other, you're not going to kill each other. What's trusting is on a country road where I live,
oh,
Bub.
Oh, hell no.
Bro, those are the only roads I come from.
I understand.
You're trusting that person doesn't cross the center line. It doesn't matter what speed you're going.
You're
it'll
done.
Kill you.
You're done. Dude, when we drive the country roads, like let's say we go on a trip and we go to North Carolina or we're just going somewhere out in the country and you have those one-lane roads back and forth, I think about it all the time. I'm like, I cannot imagine driving on these roads every single day where one little person looking at their damn phone comes across that line. You have inches between you guys, and it's just baffling that we trust each other to do that. These unwritten rules, we trust all these people with our lives. It's nuts. And I always say it too. The country roads, I tell my wife, I'm like, I would never be able to let my kid at 16 years old start driving on these roads. I would be a wreck.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have 10 years to not be a wreck.
No, I understand you have 10 years, but the fact that they are starting out on those country roads where there's one lane, Each way, it is crazy.
Well, you're more nervous about them driving or them getting in a female's room with a door shut and
driving.
A Jimmy in his pocket?
Driving.
I mean, you 100%. Could be a grandpa in about a minute.
I would rather be a grandpa than a widow.
Hey, son.
Well, I guess it's not a widow.
I'm fine with you rubbing and racing, just not on the road.
I am just saying the whole concept of driving, and I don't know.
Tell Ford, man. Tell Herbert Ford.
About Mitsubishi? Tell about Henry Mitsubishi.
Yeah, maybe we weren't meant for roads.
Mark Toyota. I mean, I know, I understand. I could tell all these people.
Where we're
Nancy
going, ain't
Nissan.
Got no roads.
I am just saying the fact. I don't know why I've been thinking about this lately, but the fact that we trust everybody on the road is crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. My thing isn't even the driving. Mine's just the jobs that everybody's going to. On one road when I'm going home, I probably encounter hundreds of cars. Every single person, we're going in the same direction, but has a completely different life.
Completely different.
I mean, some are going to Kentucky. Some are working. Some are commuting. Dude, every single person.
Some are going to buy drugs.
Dude, we're all right next to each other doing a million different things. Like, the guy next to you, if you actually roll down your window and he goes, what do you do, man? I'd be, I'm on a morning show in the morning. I kind of just fumble with some audio, and then I actually have a podcast where I talk. He would be like, what? You get paid to do that?
And then you would say, hey, man.
I'd say, what do you do?
What do you do? Well.
Well, I actually invented a code that it created a website, and now I'm a multimillionaire, and I just have to work 2 days a week. What the fuck? Are you serious? I mean, dude, that's life.
Yeah, or what do? I work down at the local feed store, and I'm the one that fills the bag up with corn and then seals it. Oh, all right. Wow. Interesting. It is just crazy, though. Like, sitting, I don't know. I don't know why I'm on this, but the driving thing is blowing my mind of late.
What do you do, man? I'm unemployed. Oh. I think we'd run into that problem answer a lot.
I thought the unemployment rate was down.
You're right, it is down.
I don't know, but hey,
the pandemic?
Oh, man.
Dude, I bet every car on the road was unemployed.
No.
It was Ubers.
Everybody on the road was going to
work.
There was no unemployed people on the road because you couldn't afford gas.
That's it. So if you were driving, you were rich. So when I was driving to work in the morning, I was rich.
I mean, other people saw you driving through the neighborhood, leaving the west side of Nashville, and they're like, is he driving in this economy?
I was one of the only ones leaving my apartment complex. I'd get at my hour, but, dude, there was nobody going to work. Baser included. That's when she started working from home.
I don't know. I've been having those thoughts lately about the driving thing, and I just, there's these unwritten rules that you trust everybody to follow, and it's crazy. How is a society? It works. How the traffic, it actually works. Like, that you get all these people to agree to drive this way on a street and to use their blinkers and to stop at those red lights.
You, one of our,
oh my God.
One of our previous guests on this show, remember when he said that the government, how did they create it to where every forward-facing light is clear and white and every backlight is red? If you look at a road in L.A., the 405, every light going one direction is red. Every light going the other direction is white. That's how controlling the government is. Everybody, millions of people are uniform in that sense. That'll blow your mind, man.
Dude, it's just crazy. I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I don't know. All right, we better start the show. Let's just start it because I am... For some reason right now, that has me blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind.
Hey,
patterns.
We're going to do our segment, pranks you did in high school or college that you feel bad about. Because I have one, and you said you have one.
Yeah.
It's a random segment, but I just thought of it.
Yeah, and chest day will be included.
All right. We're going to do it live. Arnold, get over here.
Okay. Hey, guys. And one time I pranked somebody with my penis.
Arnold, that's illegal.
It was Abby. Well,
it was last week.
Who?
The sales guy.
Well, that's a problem. You're not going to be with us for long.
Oh, gosh.
And that's called in the office sexual harassment, and that's not a prank. All right, we're going to do it live. Arnold, get in here, but not too close, and pull your pants up.
Okay, I just got done going to the bathroom. Let's do it
We are the 1, 2, 3
Solizers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Yo, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of town. Nashville, to be exact. Nashville proper. Nashville Metro. Why is it called Metro? And
great question.
I'm enjoying my life.
Metropolitan.
We see a lot of farmland. We see a lot of fences. Not a lot of people. That's the way I like it. Do I miss the city? I see it every day. Do I love the country? Yes. Lunch, over to you. I'm still working on that intro.
No, it's actually getting pretty good, I think. I think you're nailing it pretty well. But, I mean, we took a long time on the traffic thing, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. I mean, we didn't start the show until 20 minutes in, so we got to take a break. And we're going to come back, and you want to do the pranks next?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to talk about things we regret that we did, like pranks, and I don't even know if mine's a prank. Mine's more just like destruction.
But it fits the segment. Just roll with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right, printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone.
Restrictions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
And this is how radio works. We actually, he started telling a story off the air, and I may have copied this from Bones. I said, that's a great story. You should tell it on the podcast, and I actually have one to tell too.
Yeah, and I don't know what made me tell it. You were talking about
I told you I wanted to break into Vanderbilt. It's a YouTube video. Oh. I want us to break into Vanderbilt Stadium.
That's
and
right.
Video it.
And you said have a security guard chasing you and you fall down. That is in a hilarious video. And it made me remember to back in the day when we were in high school and we were over at our buddy Tommy's house and there were alcoholic beverages flowing and I was hanging Tommy and Chess Day and Aaron. They all played baseball. I did not play baseball. I played soccer. But our rival was McCallum High School. And they were like, oh my gosh, we should go mess up their baseball field. So we thought it was a good idea to drive across town and to take all the empty beer bottles and throw them on their field. Dug up their home plate, dug up their pitcher's mound.
In baseball, that's bad. Basketball, usually it's locked down. Baseball, you have access to people's fields, and you do that, you can't play on it.
Yeah, and it's like 2:33 in the morning, you know, and we have a citywide curfew in Austin, and maybe I shouldn't be talking about this, but whatever. And I think we threw some paint on the batting cages.
Oh, bro, this is a bad prank. They had to have canceled the next game.
And I don't even know if they played there. I mean, JV and freshman probably played there, but they played their varsity games at a city stadium. But they probably practiced there. And a car starts driving by, and we start running. And Forrest tries to jump over some bushes, and he eats it. And he can't get up. He's just, and we're like, dude, you got to go. He's like, I can't move.
Go.
Chesty's like, I can't move. And we're like, it's the cops. He goes, I can move. He gets up.
Cut off your leg.
And he ended up, breaking his arm or wrist. I don't remember which one. But
from the prank?
From the prank. And so he's in a cast. And rumors start circulating how it happens. Well, they played McCallum in baseball like a week later. And I shaking hands. They're like, oh, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? How'd you hurt your arm?
Because they knew?
They knew. But that was a bad, that reminded me of doing that when you said that you chase a security guard chasing you, you fall down, and that's how you get caught. I was like, dang, that takes me back to when Chesney tried to jump the bushes and his depth perception was not as good because he had some beverages in his system and he fell down. And that's, and I feel bad because we took their home plate.
You feel bad about that prank.
I feel bad about it.
Dude, I felt bad about my prank in college. Your story made me think of it. It was maybe 2 weeks left to school, and they said, hey, let's prank this place, man. It was our dorm. All dudes, no chicks.
Yeah.
Hey, let's prank this place. And so what did we do? We decided to take every bit of trash that we had and throw it down the stairwells. So it would all go to one spot, okay? So everybody's dumping their trash. Some guy, hey, man, I got a half-eaten pizza box. Cool, throw it down. He's launching it. We did it all hours. I mean, we started at 10 p.m. and did it till midnight.
Hilarious.
Dumping trash. Smash cut. Custodian's going to have to clean it up. But let me continue. It gets worse. So we're doing trash. We couldn't drink at my school, so there's no alcohol involved. It's just ingenuity. We're thinking trash.
Yeah, you're bored in the dorm. You got nothing to do. You're like BYU. You got no alcohol, so you got something to pass the time.
One dude's like, trash. What if we piss? yeah. So it started. Some guys are just pissing in bottles, throwing them down. Then one guy just pulls his wank out and just starts peeing down it. Okay, so now there's trash and pee, and it's, let's say, four flights all the way down in one spot. It ends in one. Hallways are starting to smell. Kids that weren't even involved, they were at Bible study.
Dude, let me
back.
Tell you the worst smell is when you're walking up a parking garage and people, like on 6th Street, people used to pee in the stairwells.
That's the smell.
And it just reeks because no one ever cleans it. And then the heat of Texas, it was terrible. But so people are peeing.
That's the smell right now. Imagine that you're walking through after a party or after downtown, you're walking through a parking garage. That's the piss smell. Piss, food, pizza. Custodians don't come in. I think they would come in the morning. And RAs, maybe they checked out. I have no idea how we didn't get busted for 2 hours. But kids coming back from Bible study, oh, man, this smells. Oh, man. You could smell it even though you didn't really see it in the stairwell. There were other doors to come in. So you necessarily, you know, nobody's telling on us. So it's hours.
Oh,
it gets worse. So there's the piss smell, the food, half trash, all that.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
My one buddy goes, dude. What if I shit down there?
No. You can't do it.
Dude. So
he hangs his butt over the ledge?
He hangs his butt over the ledge. I mean, we were back. We didn't really see anything. We didn't see the giblets. And
it's not about seeing the giblets, dude. I'm just talking about how he's.
And bro is on the fourth floor in the stairwell, and he shits down the stairwell.
He's dropping bombs.
Yeah, and It instantly, guys, if you've ever pooped not in a toilet, instantly it smells. The worst smell dude, we had guys gagging your drive here. You're like, and he goes, he's like.
And when it's landing, it's like it splats.
Yeah, a little bit. But he's straight up. And he finishes up. And so then we all, that's it. There's nothing worse you can do than that. You know, unless somebody's like going to vomit. I mean. It was so bad smelling. You couldn't. It was to the point now we couldn't even really go in the stairwell. It was that bad. Guys are like, oh my gosh. This is where we start to feel bad about the prank. So we go to bed. All right. It was amazing.
Hilarious. They were so funny.
Even though we're going to be smelling it all night and having to experience it. And we get up the next day, dude, and the cleaning staff is cleaning all this stuff up for hours, dude. And we all have to walk by as they're cleaning.
And you're like, what happened?
Then and now is when you start to be, feel so bad for doing that. And then after they got it all cleaned up, you get from your first class, you come back home, and there's a little, forever, the rest of the time, there was a little brown spot in the carpet. It survived, and it will always be lived there in Chapman Hall, the color faded carpet. Then you had a reminder of, that time we did that one time. That's disgusting.
You feel guilty.
Yeah.
You feel guilty because they had to clean it up. You don't think, in the moment, you are so excited about it, you're having so much fun, It's great.
So, and that segment was called...
I'm not done.
Things you feel bad about.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll do another story about...
Things you feel bad about. Chest day. We're in high school. Went out to a party out by the lake, out by Lake Travis, by Lakeway, and there's a Randall's. And he's like, we're going to stop and go to the bathroom. And so we stop at the Randall's, and we're going to go to the bathroom. And then someone makes the comment, dude, bet you won't just pee on the aisle.
You didn't even tell us what a Randall's is.
Oh, Randall's is, sorry. I just assume everybody knows it's a grocery store.
I'm from the north.
I know.
Dude.
Sorry.
Did you not hear my intro? What's up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville.
Hey, as someone that grew up in Austin, I just thought I was just, when I say Randall's, I'm like, oh, yeah, everybody knows what Randall's is.
Bro, I thought we were at a gas station. What aisle? A gas station aisle?
Randall's is a grocery store. That's it. It's just
barbecue
a
barbecue joint?
Not grocery store. And so Chess Day's like, I'll do it, man. I'll just pee on an aisle.
Oh, that's ballsy because you get caught. It's a spot where if you get busted, they can grab you.
Well,
the worker, the till worker could grab your.
Yeah, but if you're the till worker, are you really worrying about that? Are you going to really grab his?
Yeah, that's how you kink a hose. He's going to kink off your.
Yeah, but
that's how you get him to stop. It's worse than a gun. A gun they can knock out of your hand. That, they're going to try and kink it.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
There's no way. You slap it, it keeps going. You've just got to kink it.
Yeah, you got to cut it off. You got to cut it off.
He comes to kink it.
Yeah, and then when he lets it go, it goes all over him. It's like when you're in a water fight and your little brother or your older brother is spraying you with a hose. You go and kink it.
Yes.
Like, oh, I got you. That's what he's going to do to Chest Day.
There's nothing like a kink.
So Chest Day's number growing up was number 12. That's the jersey number he wore.
Okay, Brady.
Now, this was before Brady.
Oh.
So he went to aisle 12. Peed right there in the aisle. And we thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
And also, you don't realize how much piss is going to come until you do it. Dude, there's a lot of pee in the human body.
There's a lot of pee, dude.
But you never see it because it goes in the toilet.
Right, so it doesn't look like a big puddle. But as he's doing it on aisle 12, and then you look at the puddle, you're like, oh, my God. Because you got to think, it's probably 12:30 at night, and so there's no one in there.
It's basically a Powerade bottle just dumped on the ground.
Yeah, and we leave, and we think it's so funny. Oh. And now I look back, I'm like, damn, some poor dude making $5 an hour had to go mop up an aisle full of piss on aisle 12.
Oh, my. And, dude,
it had to smell so bad.
Oh.
And that is something we feel bad about. That's not a bad segment.
Should I add it to the list?
I don't know. I think we might. We might need to. But we're going to be right back. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. Something I saw that I was like, a little over the top, a little extreme. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I was with my kids and my wife.
I was going to say, you guys divorced?
No.
So I had the kids this week, right?
No.
You just outed yourself.
And I am all about teaching your kids to have manners, to do things properly, whatever, respect people.
Mannerly me.
What?
It's a class. They teach it. My wife took it, and she always tells me all the time, mannerly me, you're not supposed to lick your fingers. You're supposed to put your napkin here. It's a class. We can take it as part of the podcast.
Got it. Never done manners or me or anything like that. And we went to get something to eat. And so we're waiting for a table, right? And so we're standing there in the waiting area. Cool, cool. Kids are hanging out. And there's a family that comes in after us. They're about to come in. It's a mom, a daughter, and a son. The daughter's probably 5. The son's probably 8, right? And it's a glass door, so you can see them. And the son walks up, opens the door, and comes in.
The son led the way.
And he comes in, and he's all excited, and he's kind of, you know, dancing, about like one leg to the other. There's like, woo, he's real excited to be there.
It was a fatherless home.
Well, maybe the father was out of town on business.
Most likely he's not there. He's not in the picture.
You might be right. I didn't look at her finger. I don't know if she was married.
Looking at the hangers, right?
Didn't check that out. But after the son walked in, the mom grabbed the daughter by the arm and stopped outside and let the door close. And I'm like, well, that's weird. Then she proceeds to, Nicholas! Nicholas! Nicholas!
Lady!
Yell through the glass door, Nicholas, get back out here and open the door for me and your sister.
Okay.
I'm like, what in the hell is wrong with you, woman? Like, he's 8 years old. He was excited to go into the restaurant, but she purposely made the daughter stop, not go in, let the door close, and yelled through the door for him to come back outside and hold the door open for mom and sister.
Not that it matters. Was the mom hot?
No.
Okay.
Had nothing to do with the story, but still.
How annoying.
Thank you. That's what I am.
Hey, Nicholas's mom, shut the fuck up.
I get trying to teach your kids manners and respect, but to demand he come back out there, 8 years old, to open the door for, so he has to open the door for you and your daughter every single time you guys go somewhere?
And also, manners have changed, not that you have to go the way of the world, but way of the world. Dude, back in the day, we got taught stuff, you know? Back in the day with our parents.
Yeah.
Dude, my nephew, my sister doesn't make him do crap. I mean, I feel like we're moving towards a generation that doesn't hold the door.
I'm saying they probably hold the door every once in a while or whatever. Like, but is it really that big a deal where you hold your daughter back? You could have easily walked in the door, like, after he opened it, right? Like, he walked in and there's, you know, because he flung it open. And instead, you hold the daughter back and then yell, Nicholas! Nicholas! You get out here right now and open the door for me and your sister. And I'm like, unbelievable. I think, in my head, that household has no fun.
What did Nicholas do?
Oh, Nicholas went out and opened the damn door. He pushed the door open and put his back against it and let his sister and mom walk in. And then he came in, the door closed behind him, and she goes, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, she's just trying to show off probably to you guys. She probably knew who you were.
There's no way she could have seen me.
Said it was see-through.
But in the 10 seconds she's walking up the door, she didn't. But what is she showing off? What a bee she is?
Dude, I feel
how
like people
stuck up she is?
I don't know. People are always just trying to show off, yell at their kids, do a TikTok. She wasn't trying to actually teach the kid to hold a door. Like, you don't do that in public right there. She felt in that moment. Yeah,
it was super annoying. But I'm going to tell you something that made me laugh.
You tried to act all mannerly. You're like, boys, stand up straight.
I'm like, boys, mop the floor for the store, the restaurant, you know, do the dishes, you know.
Coach, put them in the worst, if I was with your boys, I was with your family, and there's little seats there, then you have to, if you're sitting in them and then women walk in, you have to fake like you get up.
Yeah.
I have to do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're waiting for your table to get called, and you're in a great seat.
Yeah.
A lady in her 80s comes in. You're like, gosh, dang it. Hey, up. You know, you have to ask.
Oh, you're on the airport shuttle, dude. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, you get on the bus. Like, hell yeah, seats. And it's like, next stop. Oh, starting to fill up. Next stop. Oh, no more seats. Next stop. Four women get on. You're like,
there we go.
Do I get up? Do I not get up? Man, you get put in that uncomfortable situation, man.
Bro, I was going to this restaurant, not even a good story, not even worth telling. I was going to this restaurant, and it was very popular. It's a country spot. Everybody knows about it. I'll tell you off the air.
Got it.
Off mic.
I already know it.
Dude, the waiting room, I mean, there's 20 people in a square about made for 10 people, and I had the perfect seat. Here comes in grandma and grandpa. Here, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm a guy. I'm a healthy American man. I got to get up. Dude, for the next 20 minutes, instead of having a perfect chair next to my wife, I'm sitting there staring at a brick wall. I'm like, great. I'm glad I was courteous. This one really bit me in the ass.
Courtesy only gets you so far. I'm going to tell you, Nicholas, that dude would have been freaking rubbing the grandma's foot while she sat there to make sure she was okay. According
go
to his
ahead.
Mom.
Wash their feet.
Yeah, that's Nicholas, get over there. Did. Nicholas, go get her a glass of water. Don't you know respect for your grandparents? Couldn't. But remember the Chiefs guy, the super fan? He dressed up as the chief, whatever the hell he is. He gets arrested for bank robberies. Supposedly he was on the way to Chiefs games. He would go to every game, dress up as this wolf. And
I mean, that's Chiefs fan. That's brother.
He was on the way to the game in Houston to see them play the Texans, and he tries to rob a bank in Oklahoma. He gets arrested, and it turns out that's what he's been doing the whole time is robbing banks. Well, dude, I guess his trial's about to start or something, an update on the case. This is his lawyer. Just listen.
Like, are we guessing? Would it be fun to guess? What's the angle of this?
No. The angle is, if this is my lawyer.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm guessing he sounds a lot like Bub.
It doesn't sound like he's concentrating on defending me, or maybe this is what the Chiefs guy wrote and said, hey, I want you to read this to the media. I don't know. It is the most bizarre lawyer statement to the media. Not like, hey, my client is innocent. We are going to sit here and we're going to fight for the tooth of justice. Listen to what he says.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing. And Xavier's pocket was collapsing. But today, Xavier stepped into the pressure. He took responsibility for his actions. He stood up in court, humble and repentant, and admitted what he had done. Now, if I know anything about Xavier, and if the Chiefs Kingdom knows anything about Chiefsaholic, we know that he doesn't give up. We know that if he stumbled and he fell, he didn't let his knee touch the ground. And that's because he's capable of doing a great thing. And he knows that there's still hope. We still have a lot of work to do on his case, but Xavier wants everyone to know that he loves the Chiefs Kingdom. He loves Kansas City.
And he's a champion.
And he hopes that you'll rally to his support. Thank you and God bless.
Like, dude, turned it into a football analogy talking about his case. He wants Chief Kingdom to know that he has never given up hope in the Chiefs. And when he was facing adversity, he was about to go down. His knee didn't touch. And he kept running all. I mean, like, what the?
Dude, he wasn't exactly Johnny Cochran right there.
I mean, hey. The pocket was collapsing around him, and he stepped up to the pressure.
Good
like,
work.
That is so ridiculous.
He is on his MVP campaign now to be a champion.
He's hoping Patrick Mahomes will come and speak and say what a great fan he is, and he deserves leniency when he gets sentenced because he has so much more to give, and we need him on that defensive line.
Travis Kelce may have been getting schlit-faced at the parade, but all he's done is parade around his innocence.
That wasn't bad.
And, well, there was also shooting at the parade. Oh. Dude, he could have gone the route that the lawyer took the weirdest route ever. You're right. He read a paper, a teleprompter.
I mean, it was so bizarre and weird and funny, just like, I don't know. I just thought it was funny. I thought it was interesting. I don't know. It may have been stupid.
If you're representing him, the angle you have to take is being a fan, you got to downplay it. You got to money, fandom.
He's calling for Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah, they're
He's never given up on Chiefs Kingdom. He's hoping they'll rally behind him. Like, you want Chiefs Kingdom to come to the courthouse and start going, Xavier.
You need to play the crime podcast, top 100 podcast right now. Have a handle or the crime podcast. If you're a lawyer, you really need insanity. You need to say, look at him. He wears a mask to these games.
He wears a wolf costume to the games.
Guys, my client is f***ing crazy. Hey, he's crazy.
Hey, my client is mentally unstable. He traveled to every Kansas City Chiefs game in a wolf costume because he felt like if he wasn't there, they could not win. He had convinced himself he was as important as the quarterback. That, if that does not say mentally unstable, I don't know what does.
This is a championship trophy that he made for himself when they won it. Patrick Mahomes, autographed jersey, Taylor. If I didn't jump in as his lawyer, Taylor Swift would have been next. We stopped this man from himself. Thank God he got caught in that bank. Let justice prevail. A limited sentence, and let's get him the rehab he needs. Taylor's Nantucket house was next.
No.
My client is crazy! Coach, you have to. No. This guy was dressed up as a hyena.
No.
For God's sake.
This is it, Ray. Ray, you were right on the Taylor Swift thing. Guys, do you know we would have lost the American treasure, the American icon, the pop sensation, Taylor Swift?
Oh, you're making accusations you would have killed her?
Wrong, Ray.
He's making another accusation on his client?
No, Ray. My client saved Taylor Swift. Him getting busted in that Oklahoma bank.
Kept his pants on.
Is the best thing that happened to America.
Because next he was going to a
playground
naked.
Because if he didn't get
naked.
Caught then when they were in the Super Bowl this past year, he would have been carpooling with Taylor, and Taylor would have been caught up in the crime. So, Taylor would have been in the car when he robbed the bank because she would have been riding shotgun. He would have done the driving as they traveled to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. So, we got to let him off light because without this, Taylor Swift would have been going down for bank robbery.
What the lawyer needed to say was, I found a manifesto where he was going to sneak on the field at the Super Bowl naked and try to tackle Patty Mahomes. We prevented that sexual action from happening because the law enforcement, as amazing as they are, they saved America from watching Patrick Mahomes. And that happened during the Super Bowl. Every American would have seen how crazy he is. But thank God for the law enforcement. The law won. Let's get this man the help he needs. That's how you lawyer up.
There you go.
Case closed, Ray.
Case closed, segment closed. I don't know that.
He says, Chiefs Kingdom, rise up. They're fans of the Chiefs, not Coyote Boy.
Hey, they're not fans of Coyote Crazy, dude. They're fans of the guys on the field. They don't give a shit about wolf costume
guy. The pocket was collapsing. He took a knee. What the fuck?
Hey, and I think that segment may have collapsed. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I do have some good news.
Yeah, tell me something good.
No.
Thought Big Show.
I don't know if you guys know who Scott Pollard is. I don't know if you've been following his story. But Scott Pollard played for the Kansas Jayhawks back in the day. Big dude, like 6'10". I don't know exactly how tall, but very eccentric. Used to paint his fingernails. A lot of fun. Played in the NBA for many, many, many years. Then he went on to be on Survivor.
Nice.
And then he has a heart condition, a genetical, whatever you call it.
Whoa.
Genetic heart condition that, like, when you get sick at some point, it kicks this thing in your heart where you can't recover, and it makes everything very hard. So he got sick, like a normal common cold or something that triggered it in his heart about 2 years ago.
Bronny James.
And he's gotten weaker and weaker and weaker where he couldn't, like, walking around the block was hard. And so he needs a heart transplant or he'll die. His dad died because he couldn't get a heart transplant.
Get him on the pod.
The only problem is he's such a huge man. The heart has to come from a huge human.
Right, but also you can't live without your heart.
Exactly. So he was getting on transplant lists in Chicago. He got in the transplant list here at Vandy.
Justin does stuff at Vandy with hearts.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, what does he do with them?
Oh, he's in pediatrics for the kids.
Yeah.
That would not be the right size.
That would not be the right size. So it got so bad because you had to be within 4 hours of the location because you had to get the heart within 4 hours. Of when they say, hey, come. And he was 5 hours from Vanderbilt. And he was like, but I promise I'll make it in four. Well, he got so sick, he had to come and just stay in the hospital. Like, he was in the hospital just for like 2 weeks. And he said.
At Vandy?
At Vandy.
Justin, that's his hospital.
That is.
Yeah.
And the sad part is, like, he talked about it. He was like, it's terrible because I need a heart or I'm going to die.
Okay, is he alive?
But he goes, I know the sad part is that in order for that to happen.
Needs a car wreck.
That someone else is going to lose a loved one.
Yes.
So he goes, it's a very weird situation, but I sit here and I hope and I wait.
Cut to the chase.
A week and a half ago, Scott Pollard got a heart.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he died.
Dude, in the videos online, the next day. He's up and walking around the hospital.
That's sick.
Dude, he has all these monitors attached to him, like all these cords.
I got to tell Justin.
And then through the week, in the last week and a half, they slowly take some of the monitors off. He went for his first walk outside the other day. It is a crazy, crazy story.
Get him on the pod.
I don't think he's got time to come on the pod. I would love to have him on the pod.
We're a local pod. Vandy.
It's true. It's right down the street. We can go to him if he needs us. But isn't that, that's just crazy.
Yeah. We could have lost him. So somebody died. Was it a car wreck or somebody?
They don't say. They don't tell you what happened. But the person had to be like at least 6'1 or bigger because he's such a big dude. He needs a bigger heart. It is just crazy. Wild story. And I was just like, he was one of my, I liked him at Kansas. Like I liked him as a player. And then he was on Survivor. And then you don't think about him for a while. And you're like, man, I wonder what happened to him. And then you Google him. It's like, oh, my God, this dude needs a heart. Oh.
Egg Bookie. What's he up to? Oh.
Who's a Bookie? He's riding the bench.
That trajectory shot right hey, down. Let me see. Let threw me, a let, chair.
Okay. All right.
That name.
Let's see. Yuduka. He might be on Phoenix. Yuduka Azubuki. He is on the Phoenix Suns, and he never gets in the game. He never gets in the game.
Suns are climbing, guys. I told you 1,600. They're 3.5 back.
He's averaging 2.5 points a game, 2.3 rebounds, and 0.2 assists. In the last 10 games, he's played 2 games, 3 minutes each. Average of three.
Guys, just some bets I've been looking at. UFC, Conor McGregor, and who's the guy?
Michael Chandler.
Yeah, they're going to fight. It was supposed to be June 29th. Now Dana White saying in the fall, you got to take Chandler. Do it right now where you're going to get plus money. That's going to change. I mean, Conor's no good. The last fight he got into, he was in a bar, and he got a whiskey glass smashed in his face.
Speaking of that fight, you know, like back when I played that softball game 7 months ago and I told you we were going to have a guest that I met at the game?
The one that Bradshaw was drunk at?
No, well, that was the same softball game, but years later. And I told you I had an athlete on my team that I got the phone number, said he'd love to come on the pod.
Ray was a cheerleader.
No, it was Michael Chandler, dude. And we texted back and forth, and then he just never texted back.
Some people we were supposed to get and didn't get, and we were supposed to almost have them. Michael Chandler, Roger Clemens. Was the NFL player, NBA player, Steve was going to get. Roger Clemens. Was it Gilbert Arenas?
Yeah.
Roger, the Desert Eagle, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Roger Clemens, it was like they said, dude, that sounds awesome. He's out of the country for 2 weeks, but we'd love to have him on the pod. We'll do it when he gets back. 2 weeks go by, email, nothing. Okay? Send an email a week later, nothing. A week later, send an email, nothing. And we have been ghosted. So, yeah, there it is.
Sports-wise.
I'll tell you sports-wise, the NBA makes no sense.
Guys, I got all the TVs on so we can stay up to the minute. If there is any late-breaking news, we will break it to you guys.
Official review. That's out. Tennis shot. That was out.
We pre-recorded this, Ray. It's going to be 24 hours late.
But what I don't understand is the NBA. The other night, the Lakers, I'm about to go to bed.
They're down 21.
They're down 21 going into the fourth quarter, and they win the game.
Yeah, the Clippers suck. The Suns are going to win that division, plus 1,600.
Not even in overtime. They won it in regulation. So
3-point shot. Nobody guards anybody. LeBron shot like 3 3-pointers wide open.
I am sitting there going, you could literally, I don't know.
Here's how it happened. I mean, there's nobody there. Bronny, Drano. No, I'm not going to put a hand up. Drano.
Yeah, Theis, you got to get out there, Daniel Theis.
Drano. He just drained like 5 threes in a row, shaking his head.
But my whole thing is the Clippers, and this may not be mathematically correct, could almost just take a shot clock violation every single time down.
No way that's mathematically correct.
And win the game.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the shot clock's quicker now.
I guess 24 seconds.
No, there's no way that's factual. If they shoot a three, they can do it in about 3 minutes.
Hold on. Seven times 24 equals
less than 3 minutes.
Divided by
60. That's less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's 2.8 minutes.
I mean, you can come back from that in 3 minutes. With the 3-point shot, dude, it revolutionized the game. No lead is safe.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, you just understood it with your own math and your own calculator.
But that's them just taking the ball and just dribbling it and not even trying to score. You would imagine they're going to score something.
You can go cold. That's the crazy beauty thing. In football, it's slower. It's more panned out. You still have 4 plays. In basketball, you go cold, those 4 plays go real quick. It can be a 12-point swing in basketball. Football, I guess 7.
It makes no sense, though.
Well, 7, actually, there could be 4 straight plays where they intercept.
Like, right when I start thinking, the Clippers could win it all, and then I'm like, the Clippers can't win it all.
No, but they can't because they have two people on their team, Harden and Westbrook.
I mean, I don't know. The NBA's crazy. The Western Conference is, just loaded. It is so sick.
And, guys, now
You win one game, you move up to third place. You lose a game, you're, like, in the 10th spot.
And
it's
listen,
wild.
You idiots. Stop being stupid on the Facebook page and listen to me for 2 freaking seconds. Right now is the time to bet.
Oh, here
you,
we go.
No, you don't have to pick one parlay. UConn in one, Arizona in another one, Kentucky in another one.
Not Arizona.
Guys,
not
you're getting 7 times, 8 times your money for awesome teams, but you got to bet it now. Once March Madness happens and the tournament starts, that's when the odds decrease. Like I'm telling you, Gregor and Connor, what's his
Chandler.
Name? Bet that one now.
No, there's
a
fight this weekend.
What is it, UFC 300?
Yeah, I think it's, no.
299.
Let me see.
Guys, I was at Grande Communications slinging cable for UFC 100. I used to make so many bonuses at that because people would call in and order a fight for $80 and you get commission off of that. Saturdays were amazing.
And it's March 9th, not this weekend.
I was there for UFC 100. Who would have thought UFC 300? I'm clear across the world talking about it instead of fielding a phone call on a headset. Grande Communications, this is Raymond. How can I help you? Yeah, I'll do the triple play. Oh, you're interested in the UFC fight? UFC 100? Okay, sounds good. UFC, that's funny. It'll probably die soon, but sounds like a good thing now. UFC 300.
That's wild.
Wow.
I used to rent it on DVD from freaking Blockbuster, dude. When they used to have a tournament in one night, they would fight, and if you won, you moved on to later in the night, and you fought again, and you fought again. And the winner was whoever was standing at the end of the... Like, one guy, he came out... I mean, I'll never forget it. He came out carrying a big-ass wooden cross on his back.
Bones Jones.
No, it's before Bones Jones. Bones Jones wasn't even born yet, probably. No, he's probably born. I don't know how old Bones Jones is.
Doing coke. He got busted allegedly, for that.
Allegedly. And the dude freaking... And what's funny is Chandler Jones, we thought, was the normal one because he never got any trouble, and then now he went off the deep end. He goes out and whoops the dude's ass, but he can't continue on later in the night because he broke his hand. So he couldn't fight. So whoever his next opponent was moved on in the freaking competition. It was great. It was fun. Fantastic.
And I may not be factually correct on this one, but UFC 100, I was at Grande Communications. UFC 200, I'm pretty damn sure it was in Austin, Texas, and I went over to Lunch's house and we watched it in your living room.
Probably.
UFC 300, I'm still working with your ass. Now, and we're watching UFC.
I got to be honest, though. They do UFC now. So, like, it used to be like once a month or once every 2 months, 3 months. Now it's like a UFC every month. Every 2 weeks, it's UFC 299, 300. They're making the damn money. They get it.
Watch out for slap boxing.
That looks good, too.
Dana White says it's going to be huge.
I don't know if I'll watch it.
Bob Menery was grilling him a little bit. He goes, it's stupid. I mean, you can't move. How can you train for it? You kind of just stand there. But Dana White said he's involved with some guys in Russia, and he said the testing is through the roof on engagement and how into it people are. And that's why Dana White, I think, bought it. Slap box. Slap.
Slap knockout or slap. I know what you're talking
slap
about.
Slap off. Yeah.
Slap dick. All right. We're out of here. Have a good weekend, guys. We'll see you on Monday. We got to do YouTube, man.
Well, it helps when people bring ideas to the table instead of just coming to a company meeting and we're all just like, hey, guys, we need more sales. John, what do you think? How are we going to sell more cars? Maybe we have a
sale?
A fan blower outside.
Hey, my kids like those Grinches that they think they're all Grinches. That ones, the flops, the little things. They're like, oh, no, there's a floppy Grinch. There's a floppy Grinch. And it's not even Grinch, dude. It doesn't look anything like him. But did you see my nice post to the listeners?
Yeah.
Sore Losers Podcast, because Facebook said celebrating members can keep them engaged. Say thanks in Sore Losers Podcast. So I said, Facebook thinks it's very important for us to say thank you to all of you. So thank you, Sore Losers Nation. There you go.
And we actually got likes, so that is more engagement.
Yeah, exactly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.